teenage siblings Ben and Laura Paulson seem oblivious to the fact that, at least for now, barely a wisp of breeze is stirring the air this early Friday morning. They're part of a team of instructors with a nonprofit called North Coast Community Sailing. The two are busy extracting sails and portable buoys from a small storage trailer. They press on, hauling dinghy-sized boats to the water's edge. Ben and Laura barely remember a time when sailing wasn't a part of their lives. They started about 8 years ago.
We both learned with this program. We started in the opties, and then we went into the 420s, and yeah, now we're instructors. So
describe the boats, the opti, you said?
Yeah, the opties are small. They're for kids 8 to 12.
Yeah, very stable, right?
Yeah, they are. They don't flip easily.
They let the kids learn the basics.
Yeah.
And then it's from this to the big guys?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
And describe that boat.
The 420s are two-person boats. You can fit three if you try. They have two sails, the jib and the mainsail. And that's for kids 12 to 18.
Laura is 16 and Ben 14. They've risen to the rank of instructor in training. The teaching season started as their school year ended. The Paulsons work with the opti level, the group that sails the boats that sort of look like dinghies.
I enjoy the optis the most because it's the little kids and it's fun watching them.
Yeah, I think the advanced opti class is probably the best just because the kids have learned the stuff before, and you can do a lot of fun games and stuff and they kind of understand and... Yeah.
Every week, the Paulsons and other instructors take on a new crop of students. Ben explains the nearby sign I spotted, a makeshift dry erase board decorated with a folk art-style sailing vessel. The sign proclaims, "Welcome, Pirates." He says because every week-long course ends with a celebration.
The Pirate Day is kind of like the big finale. We have a potluck and everything. We start off on Monday with, like, rigging and derigging. Then we go to points of sail. Learning the winds and just get a little more advanced every day, and then Pirate Day is just the fun end of the week.
After the day's festivities, the team will pick up everything and move it to another spot along the Shawamigan Bay coast for the next week's classes.
All the boats move to, like, this Saturday, tomorrow, we're doing a boat move from here to Bayfield. So.
Mm-hmm. And then we put the opties on the trailer and trailer those over, and then we have to actually sail the 420s to
Bayfield.
Oh, that's
fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You probably can't imagine life without sailing.
Definitely not. Yeah. Yeah, it's very fun. I don't know.
Today's students are due any minute, so I leave the Paulsons to last-minute tasks and head up Main Street. Just as I reach Ashland's imposing City Hall, built in the 1800s from locally quarried stone, I spy a young fellow. 9-year-old Alden Van Beest is dressed in black from head to boot, sword in hand. He's on his way, you guessed it, to sailing class. I learn he's no mere fledgling.
I did it last year.
Excellent. So how did that go?
Good.
What do you like about sailing?
Well, I like how you can get onto the water and explore the lake and see all sorts of fish if you can go fish.
Do you get to fish while you're on the sailboat?
Not really.
So how far out do you go in the bay in your class?
Well, we usually go not as far as the buoys, but farther than 3 feet from the shore.
After this week's class, Alden Van Beest is prepared to sail deeper waters. He's among 200 kids who've learned this summer under the watchful eye of Laura and Ben Paulson and the rest of the North Coast sailing team. It appears, like the Paulsons, sailing is in Alden Van Beest's bones. His mom and dad named him after a famous boat designer, and when they were first married, Alden's parents lived on a sailboat. Perhaps his story has the makings of a novel, or at least a hearty pirate song. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.